Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April the 5th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down a penny and a half, 5.58 and a quarter. May wheat up 2.5 cents at 6.13 and a half, and May beans up 12 and a quarter cents at 14.14 and a quarter. We did sell 130,000 metric tons of soft red wheat to a known here this morning, so that should give the wheat a little bit of a boost. We're going to have corn planting issued by the USDA, an update at 3 o'clock here today. My guess is we should be a little bit ahead of the averages, a little bit slow in the south, a little bit faster in the north. Temperatures are, you know, sky high in the western part of the Corn Belt, 85 degrees in Nebraska today. Illinois, Chicago is going to be in the pushing 70, pretty unusual for this time of year, but we should allow for some very fast planting out here in the corn. In the western part of the Corn Belt, in the very southern part, southeast, more than any place else, we're still having some delays because of wet weather. But overall, they'll get the crop in, I think, pretty early based on what I'm seeing here right now. The question becomes, you know, how are we going to buy enough corn and bean acres? And the only way to do that is to move the prices higher. Do the funds want to extend their position limits and really, you know, go hog wild out here and go up to, who knows, 500,000-600,000 longs in corn? It's possible. We've got the supply and demand report on Friday. That should clarify the carryout picture out here. But everybody assumes that we're going to, and I agree, that we're going to see bigger acres on the final numbers. But between now and then, you know, if the stocks numbers come in friendly, the funds want to get a real hold of this thing, they can certainly move these markets higher. On the other hand, we are starting to kill demand for corn and beans out here at these high prices. We haven't seen any Chinese business, and it looks unlikely anytime soon. Crude oil is down $1.40 a barrel. It's about 50 off its lows. We've been down about 180 here today. That may put a little bit of a drag on the corn market if it stays down. Outside markets, the dollar is down 23 ticks. I don't think that'll have much impact where it is right now. But the question is, you know, do the funds want to buy more in here? Do they want to load the boat? Or are they going to be more cautious and wait till they see the carryouts on Friday? We'll have to wait and see. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.